The bill by Committee Chairman Charlie Dean, an Inverness Republican, covers water regulation from the very top, creating a super advisory council, to the very bottom, identifying septic tanks and springs protection zones. But environmentalists say the protection strategies it relies on are too leaky to work. Here's Anna Upton of the Everglades Foundation.
The Everglades Foundation is opposed to this amendment, and the problem we have with the approach that's taken in the amendment is that it's based on a theory that is detached from reality.
Environmentalists complain the bill doesn't change much. It relies on so-called best management practices and basement management action plans that give polluters more freedom to police themselves. And Robert Palmer of the Florida Springs Institute wasn't afraid to tell Dean that's not working.
The Santa Fe River in your district, we have a BMAP there that's never going to restore that river and springs, in my opinion.
Palmer's fellow council member, Robert Knight, says the bill does little to stress or encourage water conservation.
And so one of the amendments we'd like to see put in is an aquifer protection fee, which would actually put a fee on groundwater uses.
Knight doesn't criticize everything in the plan. Unlike a competing House proposal, Dean's bill lowers the bar for triggering springs management and restoration plans. The Senate bill also is backed by one of the most influential business lobbying groups in Tallahassee, Associated Industries of Florida. Greg Munson, head of AIF's H2O Coalition, was filled with praise.
We're very encouraged and very appreciative of the changes made by the recent amendment, by this amendment that we're talking about here today.
But not surprisingly, Munson thinks the bill goes too far, especially when it comes to setting water standards and flow levels for springs. After calmly watching his bill get trampled from all sides, Dean promised to keep working.
Let me say this. There's no perfection in this bill or anybody else's bill.
Expect more changes. Dean's bill has two more committee stops before reaching the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.